I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:40 Tuesday morning. Let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community. But in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. Okay, so we're going to begin with a visit from our good friend and number one reporter on the scene, Scott Budman.
Scott!
Right, from the ANN and also NBC Bay Area, where he spends most of his days. Anyway, Scott, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Election Day, guys.
Same
Happy
to you.
Happy Election Day to you.
Good morning, voters.
Good morning.
Good morning, voters. So listen, one of the things that's really interesting about you being here to talk to us about voting today is that I had plans to go up to San Francisco today and canceled them. I've been seeing the local businesses boarding up their windows. And while I don't necessarily expect a bunch of trouble, and that's easy for me to say since I don't have a business that's windows maybe have already previously been smashed out, and now they're saying, yeah, go ahead, say that. But I do think there's possibility to get stuck in a protest and find yourself losing an hour or two or three, the roads not being passable. What's going on? What do you expect today? What do you think?
You know, one of the sad things we've seen is we've seen these buildings being boarded up, not just in San Francisco and big cities like that, you know, like D.C. and places, even in the South Bay.
San Jose, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere. And, you know, it's hard to say because there's not one result that's going to lead to all these businesses getting tagged or the big protests. They're worried about either side winning. It's almost like you're the home team for whichever team is going to win the title, and you know the fans are going to go nuts, right? Good or bad. And it doesn't matter which side wins. Every city is thinking there may be protests. And it's sad. That's where we are right now as a society. Everyone's worried about that instead of just saying, we're finally over. We've got either a new president or the same president. And there's really no, as far as what we see in the newsroom, no absolute plans to protest or riot or vandalize at all. I think this is just a big worry right now because of what we saw just, you know, 3 or 4 months ago.
Sure. So you're thinking an overabundance of caution is what's behind this, not necessarily that people are, they're just trying to be prepared.
Yeah, they're worried. You know, I mean, there's a lot of tension heading into today on both sides. And there's worry that we won't have a result. There's worry that we'll have a result and some people will decide it's fraudulent and they have to, you know, make their way downtown to let people know. So there's all these ways that this could go bad, but really it shouldn't. You know, I don't mean to sound like, you know, your grandfather talking about the greatest generation, but you know, democracy should work out. We should eventually, maybe not tonight, but eventually have a winner and we should move on and sort of progress. These businesses are worried because a lot of them got tagged and windows smashed even when they were completely, out of range of what the normal protests were. So, yeah, everybody's just worried about that.
Well, and that's, I think, again, I just said it. You know, it's easy for me to say I don't see how there could be a problem, but then I didn't already have to replace a giant plate glass window. They may have and find. And I also can see how once your neighbors start boarding up, you're like, am I going to be the one sitting here where, you know, what does that mean for my business? Right. So I can see
that's
how
true.
That's very that's catching. Once one guy or one person does it, it becomes like, oh, okay.
Might as well.
Yep. I see what's coming, or I don't want to be the one. So, yeah, that's too bad. It's unfortunate. But all right, so that's what you're seeing. And now, do you think that we're going to see, because the other issue, look, this election has been, you know, right there, big news. Everywhere you look, people are telling you to vote. If you're on Instagram, all your favorite bands are telling you to vote. Your favorite, you know, actor or DJ or news person is saying, please vote. It's all out there. But, you know, underneath all that is COVID-19 has been a problem now for 8 months. So how is the voting going to go in terms of showing up at polling places? Do we have any idea?
We do, for two reasons. One, the last 3 weeks or so, we've seen people willing to line up, socially distance, but line up. Or if you're lucky, like we are in California, we have the easy mail-in ballot or drop-off at all sorts of places, so we don't have to stand in a long line. And I stayed up really late because I just geek out on this kind of election season. And we crossed 100 million pre-early voters before Election Day. That's a record. And that's more than two-thirds of all the people that voted in 2016 that voted even before Election Day. And so there are a lot of people that I'm willing to line up. We're looking at the early lineups this morning. There are a lot of people lining up. You know, you hope for good weather. You hope that there won't be people out there trying to sway your vote or anything like that. But I think it's going to be a big election day, just like it was a big lead up to election day. And we're going to have big numbers. And, you know, who knows who that favors or whatever. But it's encouraging to know that, you know, like you said, man, I mean, this was the get out the vote. I heard more people say get out the vote than I heard, you know, vote for Trump or vote for Biden. There was just this, hey, vote. Take advantage of the process. It's our right. Go do it. And that was really cool to see.
Right. No, I agree. And I'm excited by the turnout. I also read something where 18 to 25 year olds have taken it upon themselves, which I never felt engaged as a young person in that age group, sort of as a generational movement. I never felt like that at all. But it seems that's happening as well, where there's a lot of young people who are saying we are gonna be the ones who changed this election. I don't know if that's true or false. I don't know if that's, you know, a couple, you know, kids who just left a pep rally and they're, you know, they found a microphone and they're able to get, you know, a little press. But I'd like to think that that's the truth. They are going to get out in big numbers.
They are. And it's good to know, or at least they're talking about it a lot. I mean, I've got one voter and one pre-voter as far as kids, and both have seen so much traffic on social media saying exactly that. Let's get out and vote. This is an important time. We're the future of the country. And that's such a good attitude for young people to have. And you're right. I mean, normally young people don't go out and vote, but they're doing it. It's one of the benefits. And there are certainly some concerns about all the cybersecurity and all the online posting and all the stuff that we've talked about on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube that has been discouraging and all the misinformation. But one of the really good things is it's been able to reach out, especially to young people, that message that, hey, this is in your hands. If young people vote, they determine the election. It just hasn't happened before. But, you know, a lot of young people are using that message that they see online and saying, okay, I'm going to go for it. And that's great. It's
interesting. I hope that's the case. The brilliant minded speaker you hear talking right now is Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. I hope that we can talk to you again maybe tomorrow or the next day as we get some results and see if any kind of news breaks. Is that cool?
Absolutely. I love this season. It's the political science major in me. It never goes away.
All right. Scott Budman, everyone. Thanks so much,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Scott. Guys.
I love him.
He's great.
He is great.
He is great.
He's geeking out on this. I didn't really... You know, I don't really think of him as being the political guy, but he's showing us his true colors.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, look, if you can keep a healthy perspective on this stuff, I think it's really important to be involved. I think that the problem becomes there are a lot of people who can't stay on the healthy side of politics.
No question.
And it destroys friendships and families, and it becomes like, oh my God, we have to do a turn around that person, otherwise... You're going to end up in an argument.
Right.
That's too bad, right? Anyway, let's see here at 7:49 on good morning, voters. On Tuesday, November 3rd.
The big day.
The day we vote. I got to do this story because I said I would, although I had a few buildups and didn't realize I was going to be short on time. So here is a new app. This is interesting because it seems to me like if you're worried enough about sending naked pictures of yourself that you would want this, you should probably just not send naked pictures of yourself. But here's the deal. There's a new app that lets you create a legally binding non-disclosure agreement with someone before you start sexting.
Yeah. That is actually, that's a very simple solution to this whole thing. How very interesting.
I guess.
Well, certainly it would give you pause to not share those things. And if someone found out and there were, you know, monetary penalties, I think that's sort of interesting. Tell me more.
There's a new app called eGree. E, letter
E. Oh, I like it. I agree with that.
That lets you create a legally binding non-disclosure agreement with someone before you two start sexting. Once you both sign the NDA, if they leak your nude photos, you can sue them and have the same legal standing you'd have if a lawyer had drawn up the contract for you. You can download eGree for free for Apple or Android. And if you want to set one of these sexting NDAs up, it's only 99 cents.
Look at
on
that.
The app eGree.
That is amazing. We're looking at the app store right now. That looks great. Huh. And I assume that it's not just about sexting. Are there other things you can... It basically says all kinds of agreements.
Yeah, I would imagine there's other stuff there, but they've, you know, clearly this is the one that there's a market. This will drive the market. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah,
well, doesn't sex always? Pornography
right.
drives everything.
Right.
We love porn.
Speaking of relationships, apparently your entire relationship might hinge on the moment you meet that person's peeps. A new study out of the University of Illinois found that, quote, ritual of meeting your significant other's family is when that person truly evaluates your relationship and future together.
Huh.
So make it good, party people.
Right.
That's the deal. Rituals provide a unique time to review one's partner and relationship. You get to see a host of behaviors and interactions that might normally be obscured. Altering views of the partner give them a new perspective as well. Like, you know, dad saying, I hate that guy.
Yeah. He's a huge no from me.
Yep. Right. Exactly right.
So you want your person to make a good impression, but you also want to see your person with your people.
And make sure it's all copacetic.
Right. Do that. You want them to like your parents or you want your parents to like them too. It's true. That's why people are so nervous when they meet the family.
Well,
it's
important,
a lot of people never meet. I'm not introducing you. You are not going to pass muster.
It's really easy to shine that on, especially when you're single and not anywhere near having kids. But when you have kids with someone, especially during a pandemic, you find out just how badly you need family and people around, and you'll depend on them. And them, you know, that bad impression you made where now they don't want to talk to you ever again.
They don't like you.
Is the problem you're going to have for life if you marry that person.
Well, and like you said, this may be the thing that keeps you from marrying that person. This person might be perfect for you in every way, but the family hates you and you hate the family. And that's the end of that.
Right. That's an unworkable situation for most people. Others are like, I like that they hate me.
Yeah,
I never have to go to anything.
Thrive on hatred. It's great.
Great.
Well, I'm getting out of all the Christmases and Thanksgivings.
Right. Real smart. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us about anything. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, 707 says, hearing Scott Budman speak about today was very comforting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello, Scott. Great. So calm and steady.
Just voted. In person, no waiting, says 650.
Great. Well.
I voted in person in Santa Clara, and it only took 30 minutes.
Nice.
Perfect. Well, and unless you've done a lot of pre-work, which I would suggest you do have to go through all of those other things and sort of sort out which end or what you're skipping or what you want to have an opinion on. Why does KLLC play songs that are 50 years old? Question mark, question mark. Hashtag Fleetwood Mac. Because it's fun. That's why.
It is fun. That it sort of broke through recently on that TikTok.
Yeah.
Nathan Alpaca. I can't think of his name. Apodaca.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
that.
And it's, you know, that's just, it's fun. It's funny. It is true though. I go almost every time I hear it, I'm like, what am I? Oh yeah, that's right. That song. I think it's fun. That's neat. That's why.
I may need help explaining this. 707 says, today is my 37th birthday, first day of a new job, plus election day. I'm having a Vinny day. If I can just get through this, it will be all good. Am I now synonymous with bad luck and rough times?
Rough days, tough days, days with a lot going on.
I'm having a Vinny day. It's one of them days.
Jesus, what have I done to myself? I used to have the simplest life. And
how
now
did
my
I
name,
get here?
God, it just goes
watching
with
the days go by.
Troubled times. And Vinny.
Well, yeah, and Vinny. Well, on that note, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the music news after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.